This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Candy bar talk. Candy bar talk. Best show.
Ever do a frozen Zagnut Peepwitch?
A frozen, which is good for candy bars.
Yep.
Frozen Zagnut what?
Peepwitch.
Peepwitch. What is a peepwitch?
Well, you know what a Zagnut is, right?
Of course, yeah.
I think that's my favorite. I know it's an old fashioned candy, but I love it. It's got that coconut sort of toasty thing happening, and it's almost like a little bit of a Butterfinger inside, right?
A little bit, like a flatter Butterfinger, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
Slightly.
So basically it's a Zagnut, and then on either side of the Zagnut is a marshmallow peep.
Oh, so peep, which, so you're saying that the peep is the, gotcha.
It's like a sandwich, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how is that?
It's good. Sometimes, you know, you have to be really careful about how long the peeps are in the freezer, because when those get really frozen, that can be a real tooth damager.
Yeah, that seems like it could break your chip a tooth on a frozen peep.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, no, I was just clarifying it because you said it in an odd way. I'm trying to just, the whole point of the show is to kind of communicate with the listeners, and that's what I'm trying to do here.
Well, you can't talk to me like that.
What's that? I can't?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a star.
You're a star?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bite. Who are you?
Strap yourself in.
Okay.
I'm Ray Ray Hutchins.
Ray Ray Hutchins. That name actually sounds familiar.
It should. My last YouTube video is up to, let me see, as of now, 2,245,172 views.
Yeah, that's where I know you. You're the guy that does those those YouTube videos that are like short and like super edited and really like they're like quick and loud and yeah, you're the guy that does those videos.
Well, you left out that they're really funny. Wait. You don't think my videos are funny?
Well, Ray, it's not that, but, you know, well, look, let me just say for people listening that might not be familiar with your videos, I guess, can you describe what it is you do and like what a typical video is?
I can't believe there's anyone out there who doesn't know what it is, but if there is, God forbid. Okay, my channel is called Ray Ray's Life Hacks, and that's H-A-X, of course. Mm. And, you know, I always begin my videos by thanking my little loads.
What's that? Your little loads?
Yeah, my fans. I call them my little loads, as in little loads of trouble, but it is loads for short.
Okay.
Well, so sometimes I'll go to like a public event or something, and they get all over me. I have loads all over me. They jump on me. It's like they're dripping all over me. I'm okay. covered in loads right. by the end of the night.
Hey, Ray Ray.
Yes.
I'm gonna demand actually that you stop saying loads.
Oh, okay. It's your show, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess I will do what you ask, Sahib.
Don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, look, anyway, so basically I start each video by yelling something like, hey, you guys, thanks so much for being there for me, you guys. You guys rule. And so many of you guys watched my last video that I made a super special one for you guys. And I know you guys are going to love it, you guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you really... really playing to the fans there, like it's got like a little people vibe to it. Like I am where I am because of the little people. You.
It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
same
like,
with you, probably. What do you call your fans?
Well, there was a Friends of Tom was something we did. We've been doing for a while.
Friends of Tom. Oh, okay. So that would be fart.
No, fought, F-O-T.
Yeah. Oh, fought, okay.
Not fart, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's, but you're really,
Well, I wouldn't be anywhere without him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so it's a popular, these videos you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so basically, like some recent ones, I did, like, I'm never going to match the intensity level just now, but I'll approximate, you know. What's the most sour flavor of Sour Patch Kids? I put them all to the test. Who is going to win? And it's Blue Raspberry. What else? I rate all the ladies of the X-Men franchise according to max zappability.
Ugh.
What? You don't do that?
No.
Like, even in your mind?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, what else? An open letter to the producers of The Walking Dead about how to fix the show. I yell about what's working, what's sucking eggs, and what needs to be done to save this once great show from itself.
Okay, yeah, The Walking Dead, this wildly popular show. You have the answers on what's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Got to watch the video, though. What else? The do's and don'ts of getting ready for a big date. What to wear, how much product to put in your hair, you know, how you know whether or not you're going to get some strange, and so much more. It's the ultimate guide to dating.
Ugh, I'm not even... Okay. So any other popular videos?
Oh, my most popular one. I did a rap video in which I yell an impression of my parents having to watch that video where the monkey sniffs its own butt and then passes out. It's hilarious.
Ugh, I don't... this is not my speed of things. I gotta say though, Ray Ray, one thing is, it's kind of amazing that you yell in all of them.
Well, I do. Yeah. It's high energy.
Uh huh.
Yeah, keep it up.
Uh huh. Just yeah. Yelling.
I'm at like 9. I listen to your show. You know, you're at like a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm not yelling enough about literally. I'm not starting by yelling, and then there's no. Where do you go from that?
I go to 10.
Uh huh. And then yeah, where do you go from that?
I go to 11.
Uh huh. Oh, so you.
I could keep naming numbers all night.
Sure, and it's just yell.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well, look, do your videos get 10,000 views a day?
Well, I don't make videos.
No surprise there. Another blowhard who doesn't actually create anything.
Okay, well, look. No. I've directed a lot of music videos over the years.
Really? By who?
Like new pornographers.
Oh, you do porno?
No, it's the name of the band.
Oh.
And real estate.
What, you do real estate videos? Corporate videos. That's pretty boring.
No, it's a band called Real Estate.
Oh.
The Etz.
The X.
The Etz. Etts.
Oh, are they like little people?
No.
Oh.
Not that would be a problem, but...
Yeah, why did you say no like that? What is your problem with little people?
Oh, that's... So now it's on me. No, it's
yes.
not on...
No, oh, my goodness.
Stop it. No.
Lid blower. That's my next video.
Oh, that's going to be your next video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Host of Child Citizen Radio... Citizen's Band Radio comes out fully against...
Child Citizen Band Radio.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah,
no.
It's for children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Well, so look, I've done a ton of videos, and they're actually popular.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I don't know. You're like, you remind me of that other blowhard. What was his name? Phil Morrison.
I know Phil Morrison.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. He's a really great director. He's done like movies and videos and TV shows and commercials. He's been a friend of the show for a long time.
Well, he can go fart on a phone book for all I care. That guy wouldn't know true talent if it came up behind him and flagrantly rubbed its soft giant against his exposed lower haunches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to bleep you there.
You did?
Yeah.
You bleeped haunches?
No, the word. That came after giant.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I could see that. Uh-huh. I could really see that.
Sure. So why do you say that he's talentless?
Well, he fired me from a Ben and Jerry's commercial.
Okay. Why did he fire you from a Ben and Jerry's commercial?
Well, according to what he told the Crisp Untucks over at Slayton and Carter, I don't have quote, I'm using those air quotes. Have you seen these things?
Air quotes? Sure. Yes.
Anything approaching the talent needed for the job required.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said.
Okay. Well, what happened?
Oh, well, you know, he got really mad when I would stop after each half sentence.
What? And why were you stopping halfway through a sentence?
Because that's how I do my videos.
Okay.
Yeah, like I'll say a few words and then I stop because there's going to be a cool, loud, super quick and jarring edit. Mm-hmm. And then I change into a different hilarious outfit, and then I finish the sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so in the Ben and Jerry's thing, you know, I would say the first half of a line, and I'd stop, and I yell, edit! And then I do the next half of the line.
So wait, you were actually yelling the actual word edit, like in the middle of a take on a professional commercial?
Yeah, I yelled it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty much the opposite of what is expected of an actor in one of these jobs.
Well, Phil kept saying, you know, just do the whole paragraph in one chunk, and then if we need to cut it up, we'll do that later.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say to that direction?
Well, I said, I don't work that way, all right? You hired Ray Ray because you like what Ray Ray does, and you're not letting Ray Ray be Ray Ray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what you said?
I said those exact words. Here, listen.
Hey, I don't work that way, all right? You hired Ray Ray because you like what Ray Ray does, and you're not letting Ray Ray be Ray Ray.
Why did you record that?
Oh, I like to record all my interactions with people in case I end up suing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned that at Trump University.
Wait, Trump, you went to Trump University?
I sure did. I was on the football team, too.
Wait, Trump University, I mean, the school is whatever the school is or was, but I did not know they had a football team.
Oh, yeah, the Trump University Orange Faces.
Uh-huh.
We were 25-9 during my last season.
Uh-huh. It's season.
Yeah.
Like, but there were, what, 25 and 9?
Yeah.
It's like 34 games in one season. Because most school football seasons are like 13 games.
Well, and that's why most football leagues are total disasters.
So more games equals better, what, football?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so I graduated. It was a really fun ceremony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Matchbox 20 played?
They played the graduation ceremony.
They did. The singer wasn't there, though.
Oh, so Matchbox 20 minus Rob Thomas.
Exactly,
played
yeah.
this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts as Matchbox 20.
Well, maybe not. You know, the little graduation caps you wear?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool what ours is.
Or what is it?
What it was. You know, it's like, you know how what his hair looks like?
Trump?
Yes.
Yes.
Basically that on a cap. The swoop.
The mortar or whatever they call the...
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Oh, like a hair mortar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's orange.
Uh-huh. An orange hair mortar.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a punk band, doesn't it?
Orange hair mortar?
Doesn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you do some impressions, right?
A couple.
I'd love to hear you do one. Could you do, like, gosh, what about, like, Joe Strummer from The Clash? But he's speaking as Donald Trump, like selling steaks.
Joe Strummer. I don't know if I do a Joe Strummer impression.
Okay. What about this? What about Donald Trump as Joe Strummer?
Okay.
Do that.
What do you mean? Like, what would be a song he would do? Like,
Or he's talking about how, you know, Combat Rock is coming out.
Okay. Well, you have to realize their new album, Combat Rock, Sandinista was huge. It was a total smash. Everybody loved all of it. And this new album is even better. Some people said it should be a quadruple album, but we decided to just do a single album. That way it would be the greatest.
It's really good. I like that. See, you are talented. You should do your own videos. I mean, they wouldn't be nearly as good as mine, but you know, you should try it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Well, jeepers. That.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, getting back to the shoot.
Uh-huh.
Phil kept saying I had to do the whole paragraph and not in pieces, and I kept saying, "No, I don't want to work that way. It's not going to be Ray Ray if I do it like that."
Mhm. Yeah. Hey, Ray Ray, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is the reason why you were making such a big deal about not doing the dialogue in the Ben and Jerry's commercial in one pass, is that because you couldn't do it in one pass?
What? What are you talking about?
Well,
look. Dare you.
Okay, look, Ray Ray, I don't mean any offense, but it's something you like hear from people working in film and TV, and it's just the commercials. It's just that, like, some, I guess, YouTube-type stars, you know, you become famous overnight, and that's fine, but it's like there's also, you might not have the fundamentals down of, like, acting or writing or singing, you know.
Jeez, you sound like that munch Brian Stacks the other night.
Brian Stacks. Brian Stack?
Yeah, that was his name. Yeah, it wasn't Stacks, it was Stack.
Yeah, he's another friend of the Best Show. He's a writer for Stephen Colbert.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, where did you meet him?
Well, you know, I've been really trying to widen my brand identity.
Uh-huh.
Lately, and my agent, Rupert, he thought it would be good for me to stir things up in the improv comedy scene.
Mm-hmm.
So he got me on this thing called ASCAP at this place called, hang on, I wrote it down. the Uptight Citizens Committee. And I guess it's owned by Amy Poehler and these three other guys I never heard of.
Okay, the upright, not uptight.
Oh, well, they're pretty uptight if you ask me.
Uh-huh. Citizens Brigade is what it is. And it's called Ass Cat.
Huh.
Yeah, and the other three guys that you don't seem to care about, that's Matt Besser and Ian Roberts and Matt Walsh, who are all super accomplished and super funny. And Ass Cat is the name of the show they do.
Oh.
So you were actually on stage at the UCB, which is not the up, it stands for UCB, is what, not UCC, I guess is what you.
Right, right.
You were at the UCB Theater.
Yes, yeah.
And you did a monologue before Ass Cat, which is this improv show, which has like the best people doing improv in all of comedy.
Well, no, you stink weasel. I did a monologue and I did improv.
Well, I don't know if that's how it works generally for the Ass Cat shows I've seen.
I did.
It. Okay. Well, it's usually one person does a monologue and then everyone else does improv off of it based on things that the monologist said. So it seems like it's pretty much unheard of for someone to do both.
Well, you know, they were shorter person and I told them I was great at improv.
Uh-huh. And had you ever done improv before?
No, but you know, I thought how hard can it be, right?
Well, I think it's really hard because there's a lot of training and preparation for it, and people need to learn how to do it and how to do it correctly and in a way that, like, supports the other performers. Sure. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh, geez. I guess I'm being grilled by the improv police, right? But look, I'm way more famous than those drones, right? You know, I mean, they were lucky to be up there with me, if you ask me. They sure didn't act like it, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Perfect example of what I call flagrant comedy, Andy.
Okay. And do you remember who was on stage with you?
It was that guy Brian and these five other nobodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on one second. I need to see who was up there.
It was Sunday.
Hold on. I'm looking June 12th?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's a thread here on the UCB message board. It's like June 12th, 2016. What the bleep did I just witness?
Well, someone loved it. Somebody was blown away, I guess, right?
And the people you were up there with, Brian Stack, Miriam Tolan, Michael Delaney, Brian Husky, and Chris Gethard. Uh-huh.
What?
I'm just seeing some of the things. He was way too loud. Had literally no concept of how to improvise. Total ball hog. Didn't know any of the references. Super insulting to the audience. Acted like he was above everyone. Yeah, wow.
That was obviously written by one of those people that was in the on stage with me because they were so jealous, right? Had to be.
No, it's probably written by an audience member who has seen other shows and realized you were terrible.
Well, look, I started each bit by jumping up and down. You know, I was doing my supercharged high energy Ray Ray on roids thing.
Ray those, Ray on roids.
On roids, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But those mutants kept tapping me out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, like, why were they tapping you out?
I don't know. I think they were jealous of me.
Uh-huh. Sure, I'm sure
I was
jealous.
Doing so well. And they weren't playing off the great stuff I was giving them either.
Yeah? Like, what were you giving them?
Well, like, I had this great thing I was doing about this character, El Vapo. It's this Mexican guy who vapes, and he turns into this evil snickerdoodle. And I kept doing that arriba thing, but nobody would really join in with me.
Yeah, okay.
Or play
so,
off of it.
So nobody would play off you yelling arriba.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Rude. I guess that's hazing, right? I didn't think they would do it in the world of comedy where everyone's a brother and sister.
Ray, I just got to say, you, I kind of can't bite my tongue anymore here. You're just so terrible and so talentless, and you do these videos and they're just volume and you just yelling about your fans, but there's like no content to them and there's just definitely no comedy in them. And it's like, you're just like a success. You're there just for the success of it. It's really just, I find it pretty repellent that this is where comedy has ended up in 2016.
Well, I find you repellent, and you're going to be sorry for how you treated me when you see me hosting Saturday Night Live next fall.
Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
That's insane. You're never, ever, there's no way you'll be on Saturday Night Live.
I sure will, or my real name isn't Ray Ray Burke.
Wait, your last name is Burke?
Yeah, why?
B-U-R-K-E?
Yes, yeah, why?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are you related to Steve Burke by any chance?
No.
No?
Oh, wait. Now I think about it, I do have a younger brother with that name, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, it just slipped your mind?
It did, yes.
Yeah, that Steve Burke was your brother.
Yeah.
Steve Burke, is it the same Steve Burke who's the CEO of NBC Universal?
Maybe. So what if he is?
Well, what it comes down to is it's just unfair in the scheme of things that you're going to just like host SNL because you're older. Wait, you said younger or older brother?
Younger.
Younger.
Yeah.
Your younger brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I'm looking at his wiki page right now.
Mm-hmm.
It says he's 57, and that's your younger brother?
Yeah, so?
How old are you?
I'm 64. Why?
64.
Yeah.
Because you look like you're barely 20 in the videos.
Oh, well, you know, I take really good care of my skin, you know, lots of retinol, you know, retinol.
Sure, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, also, I'm a fifth-level warlock.
What's that?
I'm a fifth-level warlock.
Fifth-level warlock. What? Yeah. I don't know exactly what that means.
Later days, nerd.
You guys keep watching my videos, you guys, okay, you guys?
I put a curse on you, Tom.
Ooh. That was... Jeepers creepers, man. Some weird... Weird. I'm unsettled now. Fifth level warlock. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marsha Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.